This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over.
Be hydrated and have water on hand. When you smoke, also sip. Start with one hit and quit until you're sure you're feeling how you want to feel. Flower smoked from a bowl, pipe, bong, or pre-roll will hit you harder and longer than a hit from a vaporizer. Remember this: inhale fewer from flower, plenty from the pen. Welcome to the very first episode of Saturday Strains. I'm your host, April Pride, and I'll be your high guide each Saturday as we move through the 12 essential cannabis strains every woman should have in her stash. If you haven't already, please listen to the three short Saturday Strains Explained episodes to learn more about how cannabis is a lot like another substance we can count on to change our outlook: wine. In each episode, you can expect more weed hacks like the ones you just heard. And remember, we'll guide you from less intoxicating strains that are nearly all CBD to strains with increasingly higher THC levels. The best comparison I can make, these strains will range from herbal tea to weak Folgers grocery store coffee to insert independent coffee brand name here that, like 20th century weed, has been cultivated to have more potent effects.
The way we've thought about crises and disasters is they would be time limited. And this particular public health crisis has been unrelenting.
Unrelenting. Is that how your battle with low-level anxiety, or as Michelle Obama confessed, low-level depression, has felt since COVID befell our day-to-day? Maybe not you, but perhaps someone you know. Either way, no doubt CBD has been suggested as a way to soothe your stress. Perhaps sans pills? Never fear, the strain of the day is here, AC/DC. Like the band, except exactly opposite, I like to think of it as a glass of champagne, an invitation to be present, a non-commitment, and even acceptable in the morning. And while this may not be the time to employ AC/DC as a social lubricant, it doesn't mean she, and yes, I'll refer to strains as she because the cannabis flower we consume blooms from a female plant called the mother. So, should she stay stashed during the pandemic? Absolutely not. Let's count down the five reasons why AC/DC is perfect for every day, in every way, and for every woman. Number one, what does it help with? Stress, anxiety, pain, and to simply relax. Number two, how high will I get? AC/DC is non-intoxicating. It's a 20 to 1 CBD strain. This means there is 20 times more CBD than THC, so you will not feel intoxicated. In fact, I trust this strain so much that I recommend it to women who are prone to anxiety, while high or not. Number three, how will it make me feel? Like I mentioned, similar to a glass of champagne, AC/DC takes the edge off. So try to remember when you were handed a glass of champagne as you walked into a party. It might be hard to conjure that memory. Once you down half a glass, your shoulders drop. By the bottom, and no matter the conversation, a smile comes to your face with more ease. The strain comes on the same way. After consuming, an overall feeling of contentment settles in, and because it's non-intoxicating, your improved mood, reduced pain, and relaxed outlook kind of sneaks up on you in the best possible way. Number four. Why do women love it? Let's see. When is the tipping point in your day? If you're at home with a newborn, it's probably the witching hour, right? 4 to 6 p.m. Or if you're working from home with a toddler, like this show's co-creator, Ellen, and you're on your own before a babysitter arrives at noon, your tipping point may come with your cup of coffee. Or is it after the fourth Zoom call with no break to actually do the work? It not only looks different for each of us, it also looks different depending on the day and the stress that it brings. Women love AC/DC because it never proves to be a bad idea. In fact, this strain is so beloved, it's a dispensary staple. You'll have no trouble finding it. Number five, what will it inspire? Like I mentioned, the low amount of THC coupled with high CBD means this strain is a go-to no matter your experience with weed. So feel confident turning to AC/DC for everything from pain relief, including migraines and periods, to relief from stress and anxiety, and to relax your body, to relax your mind. So now you're pleasantly motivated with a clear head to tackle any project, or simply Netflix and chill. This is also the ideal strain to share with a mixed group of friends who have zero to infinite experience with weed. Speaking of anxiety, we touched on this topic before, but it's worth revisiting because women suffer more from anxiety than men do. Listen to How to Do the Pots, episode 18, Which Cannabis Helps with Anxiety? And some parting words. Please reserve judgment if a strain we recommend doesn't work for you. You haven't failed, and neither have we. In fact, having gotten it wrong, you're one step closer to your right high. You didn't quit drinking when a Long Island iced tea as your first bar drink turned out to be a wrong move, right? Send us a DM to @dothepot or to me directly at April Pride and let us know how this strain worked for you. Thank you for listening to Saturday Strains from the High Guide, every woman's cannabis handbook. Check us out online at dothepot.com. And a very special thanks to my close friend Jessica Norton, shout out Spa Noir in Seattle, who introduced me to AC/DC years ago. We'd also like to thank Jeffrey Raber, PhD, and Colin Montgomery of The Workshop, as well as Nick Jacombs, PhD, of Leafly, for schooling us on strains.
Thanks to my co-founder, Ellen Scanlon, Maddie Fair, our marketing manager, and our producer, Nick Patry. I'm April Pride, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.